Thank you for joining with us here today on the CGMI Prayer Line. It's great to have you with us. Sorry that I haven't uploaded some of the messages the past few days that I wanted to for the devotions. It's been a very hectic time with ministry and personally, and so I thank you for your patience. It's March 25th, 2014, and we're going to be talking about cleansing here and now. Cleansing here and now. The other day we talked about a continuing process and the importance of allowing God to each and every day help us to look introspectively into our lives and to see the work of the Holy Spirit minister and the light of God to shine and for us to be fresh in the Lord, cleansed by the grace of God and walking with liberty in Christ, not having anything inhibiting us from our relationship with Him and our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that is something we have to remember to do. And we have to also recognize that that cleansing is here and now. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It's not just a process we want to go through. It's for here and now. It's not tomorrow. It's not something to put off. It's something to attend to. And sometimes as believers, we don't attend to things the way we should. And I want to challenge you to attend to things that are hindering you in your life, hindering you in your spiritual relationship with the Lord and your brothers and sisters in Christ. And right now in this place where you're at spiritually and emotionally, attend to, take care of the things that need to be in your spiritual life and allow God to cleanse you in the now and not put it off. Too many times we're procrastinators when it comes to the things of God and in the various things in life. There are things that you enjoy getting done with and taking care of, and there are things that you would rather put off for another day. But you know something? Let's face it. When we put it off so many times, whatever it might be in our life, whether dealing with financial issues, whether it is dealing with physical issues, whether it's dealing with spiritual issues, many times it comes back to haunt us, or we get ourselves in a worse situation or one that's steamrolling against us. You don't want that runaway train coming at you in your personal life. Attend to things today. Be alert, be aware. And here in the now, allow God to cleanse and minister and take care of the needs that you have spiritually and emotionally in your heart and life. In the Swahili language of East Africa, there is a special tense that describes things that are complete and permanent. In that well-known song, "The Blood of Jesus Cleanses Us from All Sin," they sing, "The blood of Jesus completely cleanses us absolutely. The blood of Jesus completely cleanses us absolutely." These lyrics have stuck with me, and they remind me perfectly how I should consider my relationship with the Lord and how I want to be as a believer in Christ Jesus. And understand that when God cleanses me here and now, it is a complete cleansing. It is absolutely being taken care of all that is necessary in order for me to be made right in His image, and that God doesn't just patch me up. You know, sometimes we like to patch things up in our lives, and we might not have the right materials, or we just try to put on a spiritual spare tire on our spiritual vehicles to move along in our Christian walk. But God wants us to get things taken care of here in the now and do it correctly, absolutely, completely. And sometimes we neglect to do that, and we have so many times just patched up things that we carry around baggage, or we don't run too efficiently as a Christian believer. And we've kind of let things slip for a while, and we are not running at peak efficiency when it comes to our relationship with Jesus Christ. God wants you to be able to be at peak efficiency, whether it's your car, whether it's in your household, whether it's on the job. Things that are running good and in blessed order are that which are efficient and as well something that gives you great peace and satisfaction. Well, God wants you to have peace and satisfaction in your spiritual life, but you've got to be convinced how important it is and to deal with it in here and now and not putting it off for a rainy day or just get used to so much so patching things up or just getting through the day spiritually. Too many times we are just getting through. We're not praying through. Too many times, I want to say it again, we're just used to getting through instead of praying through. Old-time believers in Christ Jesus, born-again Christians in the past, old-time preachers I met, talked to me so many times about praying through things and how at the altar of God they would pray through and really get things dealt with. Too many times they see a cheapness in the prayers they see these days by Christians just going through the motions or saying something that they think is getting the job done when it comes to their spiritual lives. But there's no sincerity in it, there's no conviction in it, and there's no real honesty in it in dealing with the situation. Well, God wants you to honestly deal with your situation, whatever it is, and allow the light and the introspection of the Holy Spirit to minister. And He doesn't want you patching things up. He wants it cleansed completely and thoroughly and see you absolutely blessed in His presence. Many times, the old-time preachers, teachers, people of the gospel, talk about those wonderful times of praying through and touching God. When was the last time you prayed through and really touched God? I say that, I hesitate for a moment because I really want to know. How long has it been since you really got a hold of God, since you really heard from Him? Have you been just patching things through with a couple good songs you hear, or a nice little praise song, or a good little prayer? Or have you really dealt with the issues and got on track? The scripture says in Psalm 51, verse 7, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." You will notice that David introduces the hyssop. The implication is that the hyssop is a substance that brings the blood to us where we live. Guys, let's bring the gospel to us where we live. Let's bring the blood to us where we live. And let's allow God to cleanse us thoroughly, beautifully, in the presence of God, and to be set free from the bondages of this world, and to see our creation, our spiritual houses as new believers, as Christians, as old-timers in the faith, whoever we might be and whatever place we are in a Christian walk, be thoroughly furnished under every good work in Christ Jesus. Let's allow God to cleanse the temple here and now. Let's not keep on patching it up. Let's not just try to make it work. Let's not try to be cheap about it. Let's allow God to see us through, and let's pray through today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I come before You today asking for Your Holy Spirit to minister in my heart and my life. Forgive me of each and every one of my sins. Cleanse me of any sin, guile, transgression, or iniquity. And Lord, if there's anything that hinders me from You, anything that hinders me in my relationships, anything that hinders me in my walk and talk and express Your life, I pray, God, that You'd help me through the Holy Spirit to understand what it is and how to address it in and through the blood of Jesus and by the grace of God, and to be able to see things through absolutely in Your power and grace, be completely dealt with, and to be able to have wisdom towards handling things, not with a patch-up job, but with a sincerity of heart, God, seeing You minister and to see me totally put back in order, to be thoroughly furnished under every good work, and to be a vessel of honor for Your namesake. God, that I would be a blessing to someone today, that I would encourage someone today, that I would be able to touch someone today, because God, You've ministered through me in such a way that I am able to be a blessing. Lord, too many times I just get through, sometimes I just want to go through with the old mantras and just try to, you know, speak the and do the Christian thing. But Lord, I want to touch You today. I want to know You. I want to understand that I've been with the Lord, and that, Lord, You've ministered in my total man, in the here, in the now. Cleanse me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope God ministered to you in this time of prayer and in the Word, and I pray that some attention has been put towards your spiritual life in a very special way by considering introspectively this message. In Jesus' name. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please give us a call or get a hold of us by email or visit our website. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a blessing to you and help you in your spiritual life in any way we can. God is encouraged us to be a blessing to you. And this ministry is here for those who need the Lord. And we're so thankful that you're with us today. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Also, our website's great. Visit it at cgmfinc.weebly.com and be blessed by the wonderful tools and the messages that are available to you there at the website. Hey, God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus. We're so glad that you're with us today.